听力课堂，听 class.com。
Using language. Reading and discussing.
I have seen amazing things. My first visit was to a space station considered the most modern in space. Described as an enormous round plate, it spins slowly in space to imitate the pull of the Earth's gravity.Inside was an exhibition of the most up-to-date inventions of the 31st century. A guide showed us around along a movable path.
Good morning to all our visitors from 2008. First, we're going to examine one of the latest forms of communication among our space citizens. No more typists working on a typewriter or computer. No more postage or postcodes.Messages can now be sent using a thought pad. You place the metal band over your head, clear your mind, press the sending button, think your message, and the next instant it's sent. It's stored on the thought pad of the receiver. It's quick, efficient, and environmentally friendly. The only limitation is if the user does not think his or her message clearly.An unclear message may be sent. But we cannot blame the tools for the faults of the user, can we?
During the explanation, I looked at the pair of small objects called thought pads on a table. They just looked like metal ribbons. So ordinary, but so powerful. While I was observing them, the path moved us on.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,We are in the environment area. People used to collect waste in dust bins. Then the rubbish was sent to be buried or burned. Am I right? Well, now there's a system where the waste is disposed of using the principles of ecology. A giant machine, always greedy for more, swallows all the waste available. The rubbish is turned into several grades of useful material.Such as fertilizer for the fields and soil for deserts. Nothing is wasted, and everything, even plastic bags, is recycled. A great idea, isn't it?
I stared at the moving model of the waste machine, absorbed by its efficiency, but again we moved on.
Our third stop shows the changes that have happened to work practices.Manufacturing no longer takes place on the Earth, but on space stations, like this one. A group of engineers program robots to perform tasks in space. The robots produce goods, such as drugs, clothes, furniture, hovering carriages, etc. There was no waste, no pollution, and no environmental damage. However, the companies have to train their representatives.To live and work in space settlements. They have to monitor the robots and the production. When the goods are ready, they're transported by industrial spaceship back to Earth.
My mind began to wander. What job would I do? My motivation increased as I thought of the wonderful world of the future.